Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The advance of the California Northeastern Railroad from Weed, California, toward the Upper Klamath Basin in 1908, brought an end to hauling freight by pack trains or in wagons during the long winter months. Communities already situated along the Southern Pacific mainline in western Oregon enjoyed a year-round supply of necessities. But more isolated towns, such as Klamath Falls, had to make do with whatever could be hauled in by mules or horses over roads that were at times nearly impassable. From the 1870s into the early 1900s, the rugged Klamath River Canyon was the only reliable freight route into the upper basin in winter months. In the best of conditions, it took 3 days to haul freight from Yreka to Fort Klamath. When the California Northeastern reached the Klamath River about 10 miles south of Klamath Falls in 1908, it nearly ended wagon freighting and passenger travel by stagecoach. That winter, the trains transferred freight to steamboats for the final leg of the journey into Klamath Falls. The following May, the railroad tracks reached Klamath Falls, where commerce and industry were ready to boom. Today's episode of As It was written by Todd Keppel, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.